Cassius Marcellus Clay entered the world in January 1942. He left the world as the most famous sports figure of the 20th century and the most recognized person on the planet. He grew up in Louisville and started taking boxing lessons at age 12 to get back at a thief who stole his bike. 6 years later, he won an Olympic gold medal in Rome. 4 years later, he knocked out Sonny Liston to win the World Heavyweight Championship and proclaimed to the world that he was the greatest of all time. Soon after that, he converted to Islam and changed his name to Muhammad Ali. He was different than any heavyweight boxer in history. He boxed with his hands down to his sides instead of protecting his face. He dodged punches, moving his head from side to side. He had lightning speed with his hands and his feet. The Ali shuffle was part of his flair. It wasn't just winning with Ali. He did it with flair and showmanship. And as fast as his fists were, his mouth was even faster. I float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Your hands can't hit what your hands can't see. It's hard to be humble when you're as great as I am. I'm so fast that last night I turned off the light switch in my hotel and I was in bed before the room got dark. I'm so mean I make medicine sick. Yes, in the late 60s, Ali lost 3.5 years of prime boxing time when he was stripped of his title and his boxing license for refusing to be drafted during the Vietnam War as a conscientious objector. The Supreme Court overturned his conviction, and Ali returned to the ring in the 1970s. He tried to win back his title in 1971 against champion Joe Frazier, but lost. He wanted a rematch with Frazier to get that title back, but George Foreman took the title from Frazier. So, in 1974, Ali got another chance to win the title back from Foreman in the Rumble in the Jungle. Ali used his famous rope-a-dope strategy. He laid against the ropes and let Foreman tire himself out, pounding Ali. Foreman took the bait, and Ali knocked out an exhausted Foreman to win the heavyweight title for a second time. There was the thrill in Manila against Frazier, the greatest fight of Ali's career. 100-degree heat. Ali won when Frazier couldn't answer the bell for the 15th round. After the fight, Ali said it was the closest to death he had ever been. Wow. He was never the same in the ring after that. He lost his title to Leon Spinks, then won it back, then lost to Larry Holmes late in his career. After an estimated 29,000 punches absorbed by his body, he succumbed to Parkinson's disease. Who can forget a trembling Muhammad Ali lighting the Olympic torch in Atlanta? Who didn't cry? Ali once said, "Live every day as if it were your last, because someday you're going to be right." Well, during the final 3.5 decades of his life, Ali has been called a citizen of the world. How true. Borrowing from the final line of the boxing movie Rocky, you can hear the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali, saying, "Yo, world, I did it. Rest in peace to the greatest of all time."
Todd, so great, just great as always. And I want to go back to one point I made early this morning, because when I was a kid, I only knew about 3 sports, basketball, football, baseball. And one day, Ali, in his brilliance, he knew that a relatively unknown thing called television, where he could speak directly to his fan base and grow it by showing his sense of humor. And so one day, on television, I'd never heard of Muhammad Ali. He's wearing a tie, and he's shadow boxing with the camera, telling you what he's going to do to Joe Frazier. And in the middle, his humor came out where he said, "Keep your camera moving, because I'm kind of fast."
This is Joe Frazier. He's trying to block him. What he's doing, he's catching him, see? And a real boxer, this is nothing but a target for a man who can stay on his toes, who can stick him, stick him. Stay off range when he don't want to punch. When he's ready to punch, move in. Stick, 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 stick. That's what you do a man like Joe Frazier. Back off of him. Just keep boxing style. There's nowhere in the world for a man that don't have no footwork to catch me. You're even a welterweight. Well, keep your camera moving, because I'm kind of fast. Keep your camera moving. Lightweight's not this fast. Plus, I'm talking to him. I'm making him frustrated. Come on, chump. You're not no champ. Look at you, you're losing. You lost 3 rounds already. Come on, man, I'll hit you 4 times. This world's a man.
And Mark, here's the deal. I once read that Muhammad Ali, early in his boxing career, met the professional wrestler Gorgeous George, and he talked with him, and Gorgeous George is kind of the one who said, "Hey, here's how you promote a fight. And again, he combined with Howard Cosell. And for the younger people in the crowd, they don't realize the day when there were only three TV channels. There were no recording devices. So if you wanted to watch the fight, you had to watch it at that time on one of those channels. And Howard Cosell, of course, was so instrumental in building up those fights with it was must-see TV when Cosell and Muhammad Ali were on.
So if you want to see the photograph of Todd with Ali and John Wooden, it's up on Mark in the Morning Facebook. Todd, that was fantastic. Thank you.
You bet.